Welcome to this episode of Off the Record with Lehigh Valley with Love. I'm your co-host, George Wacker, with my co-host and Northampton County Commissioner, Jeff Warren. And today we're sitting down with Meg Mikovits of Lehigh Valley Arts and Cultural Alliance and Marta Kepta from the Arts at Lafayette to talk about something that could shape the future of arts in our region, the Greater Lehigh Valley Arts and Culture Patron Survey. This collaborative effort is more than just a questionnaire. It's a powerful tool to understand how people across the valley engage with the arts, what barriers exist, and how organizations can become more inclusive and impactful. And we're going to talk about how you can also get the information out about this in addition to just taking the survey. Really quickly, I want to thank our sponsors, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Mako Beverage Company, Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, and our friends at Wind Creek Event Center. Meg, why don't you start off and introduce Marta?
Marta Kepka, who's partnering with us on this survey project, is the Director of Arts Marketing at Lafayette College. And her partnership on this brings the institutional leadership and collaborative infrastructure of Lafayette to the project. And their knowledge of arts through the Williams Center, their film series, dance, galleries, and all of the arts involvement that they have, not only at Lafayette, but throughout the East End and Lehigh Valley community.
And Marta, if you could introduce Meg.
Thanks, Meg. So Meg is the Assistant Director and Research Manager at the Lehigh Valley Arts and Culture Alliance, and she brings strategic leadership of LVACA, or Lehigh Valley Arts and Culture Alliance, which is the region's collective voice of arts and culture, to the table. It's important that LVACA is a part of it because they played a critical role as a connector and facilitator, which helps us unify a wide range of arts and culture organizations and sort of build those relationships with organizations, media partners, community groups throughout the region, to help sort of, you know, facilitate spreading the survey. And that ensures that we have broad and inclusive participation. So their position in that intersection of advocacy, collaboration, and communication ensures that, you know, the efforts that we're putting out or are sort of diverse really kind of capture the energy of the region. And as Meg mentioned, we've sort of worked on the project originally in its sort of smaller vision. And I mean, Meg and I are both also data geeks, so kind of makes sense for us to be. Yes, it helps. Yes. So arts and culture lovers and data.
Again, we thank you both so much for taking the time to jump on the Off the Record podcast here at Lehigh Valley with Love. But before we get into the survey, I really wanted to get a better handle on it and a brief discussion going about why the arts are so important to our local communities. I mean, the arts have been around for thousands of years, right? Thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And sometimes I think they get pushed off to the side at times, you know, within local communities in general, not here in the Lehigh Valley, but throughout the United States and throughout the world as well. So before we get into the survey talk, I was wondering, Marta, are you able to really get into why Meg, maybe Meg, you want to take this, why the arts are so important to our local communities here in the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, I'll take that. And, you know, I think you're right that unfortunately arts do get kind of pushed aside sometimes or, you know, unfortunately thought of as like an extra or frivolous. But, you know, I could go on and on about their importance. I mean, on a basic level, like the arts enriches all of our lives. You know, we're around the corner from Music Fest, where a million plus people will visit for the express purpose of enjoying arts and right. seeing the arts. You know, I know that people, whether or not they consider themselves to be artists or musicians or creative in any way, appreciate things like murals and public art that just kind of brightens things up and livens up a community and makes it an interesting and unique place to be. So there's that just like enrichment. I mean, you know, I don't know, it's not high art exactly, but we all subscribe to some kind of streaming service and enjoy watching television and being entertained by filmmakers and producers, and we listen to music, and it's just such a deep part of our lives. You really can't escape it. In more kind of I don't know, economic terms, arts is a huge contributor to local economies, not only through the organizations that are producing and offering arts experiences, but also, you know, people will keep using Music Fest for an example. It's like very top of mind. I'm in Bethlehem and just walked through a bunch of Music Fest tents to drop my kid off at summer camp this morning as they're setting up down there. But those people who come to town for Music Fest or who go to the Civic Theater to see a play or who go anywhere, they're also, you know, stopping for coffee or getting lunch at a restaurant or popping into a store nearby. So there's this huge kind of trickle down effect of people who are visiting an area, whether they're residents or out of town visitors. But those arts experiences that draw them out also invite them to participate in all these other aspects of the area. And then there's other, you know, so many other benefits from health to education to just general engagement and well-being that are somewhat more intangible. I mean, certainly have been studied and I don't have you know, statistics in front of me for that. But we know that there's this huge benefit to youth arts education and performance in school is correlated with your participation in marching band or whatever. And mental health and physical health outcomes from participating in creative projects. So, you know, I could go on and on, as I said, and I kind of have a little bit, but I think
it's important.
The arts are just so, just so important.
I'm here in my home studio. I'm in my home recording studio here. I know from an individual standpoint, how important the arts are.
I have two like really, really quick examples. Just like in the last week, we went to Phoenixville, Pennsylvania,
right,
for Blobfest, which was amazing. Your video coming out.
Yes.
As we're walking into town, we're walking over the bridge, and the first thing we notice is this huge mural of a phoenix on one of their, you know, the buildings downtown, which got us into the discussion with my daughter about what a phoenix is. And then you're just going into all these, like, why would they put it there? That sort of stuff. And all those things downtown in Phoenixville led us to have these conversations about it. And then just the other day on Southside, you know, there was a mural that was unveiled that was just amazing in and of itself. You have to go see it. It's right by Seven Sirens, by the Wells Fargo area down there. And it talks, you know, it's about that the food desert that is down there and is talking about food inequality. So just for myself personally, not the most artsy person in the world to be touched by, you know, community art like that meaningfully in the last couple days is, I don't know, something to
hey, don't sell yourself short. You wear your art within your wardrobe, my friend.
I do my best.
Yeah. I think that you're touching on something interesting, George, is that, you know, art has a way, like coming from like my perspective here at the Arts at Lafayette, where we kind of program and present things, the arts have a way to sort of connect people. Across sort of genders and age gaps and sort of socioeconomic gaps, you know, the way that you approach that phoenix might not be the same way that somebody else does, but it does sort of open up conversation. So I think that the arts sort of within our communities really kind of open up doorways for kind of less polarized ways to connect, which I think is kind of key as well across all of those things that Meg mentioned too, right? So health and sort of, you know, social relationships and things like that.
Sure. And let's start talking about the survey. Everybody likes a good survey. So where did this, first of all, kind of where did this come from? Where was the genesis for you guys? And then also, could you kind of frame it for us in what you're looking to get from this?
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of start off. So I started here at Lafayette about 2 years ago. And the first thing that I noticed, you know, coming into sort of the marketing communications realm and the arts is that we had no data. So it was very hard for me to sort of come up with, ideas on how to sort of engage our audience or sort of gauge what kind of audience we had without that. And I sort of put together a sort of committee, which I actually invited Meg to, and that's how I think we might've met before, but that's kind of how we got to know each other a little bit better. And we brought in an outside marketing firm from, I think they were from Pittsburgh, and we developed a sort of a version of what this survey has now become. And at that point, the scope of the project was sort of Lafayette Arts focused, right? And very early on, I think Meg and I and other people on the committee realized that this had potential to really kind of be much bigger and much broader and benefit more than just our sort of campus community or our programming. And that's sort of where Meg and I kind of put our heads together and started expanding on some of the questions, really kind of getting an idea of how we could tap into the region and also collaborate with other arts and culture organizations, media partners, to really kind of make this in some ways almost open source, right? So like you're kind of open source sharing, and then the sort of results will also be shared openly. So there is no kind of propriety, right? Like Meg and I are not hoarding the results.
And if you're a data nerd, that's, you're talking yes. about a dream weekend.
Yes.
Diving into stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering once the results are then generated, in terms of the sharing of that data, are there specific areas of our local economies, whether it's education institutions, other nonprofits, that you want to share that data and information with so that mm-hmm. other folks can work more collaboratively when it comes to promoting the arts?
Yeah, I think, so to elaborate a little bit on that aspect of it, so we are inviting anyone who has the capability to share the survey. We've specifically targeted arts organizations because we think that this is most directly relevant to them, because it asks, we can get more into the questions later on, but it asks questions about, who's coming to events, like what motivates them, why do they not choose to attend certain types of events. And so that data will be really directly useful to arts organizations as they think about programming, their outreach, the types of services that they offer, and things like that. And so for organizations who share the survey with their networks and their audiences, they'll get like the raw data, like just big old spreadsheet of numbers and responses. Marta and I will put together kind of a more easily digestible report that'll be available to anyone. I know you asked about community organizations and businesses and other people who might be interested, like the education sector. I think this will be enlightening for anyone who cares about the arts and who understands the arts to be an important part of our communities. And so we'll have, we'll make the data available for them as well in like a report format. But as far as people who partner with us on sharing, they'll just get all of it, so they can, get the report as well, but can also comb through it to look for the specific things that might be of interest to them, depending on their circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, because I think at the end of the day, when you're sharing, if you can share this with, and I'm biased because, being a local government official, you share this with school districts, mm-hmm. share this with even townships and other local governments as well, along maybe even with your state legislators, it can go a long way for folks to really begin to understand how important and critical the arts are in our community. Going back to what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, where it kind of gets, pushed to by the wayside, where people are going to say, hey, here's the data. We know why it's important. And, let's start concentrating on this a little bit more. George, what are your thoughts here moving forward?
Meg alluded to this, right? What are some of the questions? What are some of the things that you're getting data from? Is it where people are going? How much time they're spending? What is it?
I can kind of touch on that a little bit. So I think the survey can be kind of broken into five chunks, right? So we have the sort of participation habits, which Meg kind of alluded to, which is like, what events have you attended? How often do you attend them based on what they are? How far are you willing to travel? So sort of behavior patterns, and then motivations and incentives. So what sort of draws you to these performances? What incentives would encourage you to come more? Is it curated bundles, or is it having childcare available? And that sort of leans into the next sort of section, which is barriers. So do you feel like the offerings sort of, reflect your values and identity? What keeps you from attending? We even have questions about accessibility. Preferences and representation. So, we have demographic questions in there, which can sort of then be, looked at and analyzed in relation to the other answers, which I think is really important because what Jeff was sort of alluding to, you know, there is the component of sort of individual organizations being able to use this information for their own programming and for their own funding sources. But then I think collectively, organizations and Livaca strategically could potentially look at ways to leverage this data for sort of making cases for more funding, you know, for the region. You know, it kind of puts us or gives us the potential to be at the table with tourism boards and city officials because the survey kind of shows that it's not just sort of cultural enrichment, but it's also economic. So I think that there's potential in a lot of different sort of facets. And the survey is robust enough where it kind of allows different entry points depending on what you're looking to sort of take from the survey and the analysis.
It looks like like you're looking at it kind of two ways, right? Obviously you want people like myself to share it and to take the survey, but then contributing, having those other organizations that they can kind of sign up and tell you that they're going to be sharing it, then they're going to get access to all this, you know, data on the back end too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just going to add that I think, you know, the nice thing about, you know, like I think if just arts organizations shared this, right, all we would be doing is pulling our current patrons.
Right.
Yeah.
And the goal of this survey is to really sort of not just sort of engage current arts and culture participants or enthusiasts, but also those folks that maybe are sort of, you know, riding on the side. So people that enjoy food in the area, people that kind of come in through tourism, but haven't enjoyed arts and culture so that we can sort of start to learn ways that they may interact. So the broader the reach, right, which is partners, you know, even, I mean, if somebody from a local business wants to share it with their mailing list or with their patrons, we encourage that because we're now tapping into the Lehigh Valley sort of in a larger scope rather than just people that we engage in, you know, on a sort of season by season basis already.
Mm-hmm. The website here has a lot of these FAQs as well. Mm-hmm. If you're an organization, you know, I'm very small, of course. All right. This is great. Did you ever sit back and go, why has nobody done this? Or has this been done? It just hasn't been done in a while? Or because it just seems like such a, to me, I would love to see the data. You know, it seems so fascinating.
Yeah, I think so. From speaking from my position, a couple of years ago at the Lehigh Valley Arts and Cultural Alliance, we engaged in data collection for the Arts and Economic Prosperity 6 study. So the Arts and Economic Prosperity study is put out by a group called Americans for the Arts. They're a national arts advocacy group based in Washington. And they do this Arts and Economic Prosperity study, which is kind of a census of arts, nonprofits, and economic impact of those. And that gets more at tourism questions and how far are people traveling and are they spending money at a hotel or a restaurant while they're in town? Like it's the economic prosperity study. So it asks a lot of those economic questions. And so for myself, I was interested in some of the questions that aren't covered on that survey, which is things more along the lines of like audience experience and just the decision making that goes into attending events. And so when I participated with MARTA, when Lafayette was doing the initial version of this just for themselves, I thought it was great because it was getting at some of those questions. I know that other organizations do their own kind of in-house marketing studies as they're able to. But, you know, again, from working with MARTA on the earlier version of this, I saw how much care and thought and testing went into this. And so it's just such a valuable tool. And smaller organizations just can't do that because of people capacity, you know, their budgets.
But just to get access to that stuff. Just,
yeah.
Stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more. More hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience. More nationally ranked specialists for expert care. More clinical trials and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. My organization is small and I'm signing up because I want access to this data. I want to look at it.
Yes.
Because it, you know, I have my own habits and things that I, you know, it is interesting just from a totally selfish, you know, data nerd thing to look at what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. But then of course the valuable data, of course, is the more important part, but no, it's, that's a lot of fun. So Jeff, did you want to talk about some of the logistics here, like the dates and?
Yeah, I believe that if I'm not mistaken, and I'll hand it over to you ladies here, just about, you know, yeah, that projected timeline there. The survey has been open since May of this year. Survey is going to close in December of this year. Where are you going to be? Do you have any timelines yourselves in between here of now and December where you're really going to be doing some really great advocacy and outreach?
So I'll be at Lehigh Valley Pride, and we'll be definitely discussing this along with, you know, our sort of in-house programming. But anywhere I go, I have information about this. So.
Nice.
So, I mean, I think that, and Meg can sort of add to this too, but I think that our goal is that this will just sort of grow organically. I mean, we're constantly reaching out to our contacts and sort of discussing with people. The reason why we sort of open this up to such a sort of long duration is because we recognize that everybody sort of has a different touch point with potential audience or community. Yeah. So for example, for us here at Lafayette, we're probably going to be kind of really pushing this out in the fall because that's when we have the most touch points. Whereas, for example, there's a lot of organizations that have touch points now because they have summer programming. So I think that we'll probably see waves of, you know, sort of
there's so much participation. So much holiday Christmas programming that I'd imagine.
Exactly. People, you know. Exactly. So yeah, our goal is to kind of, you know, if anybody wants us to come and chat with them, we're willing. I'm letting you know that Meg is also willing, even though she hasn't. I'm sure to negotiate Meg.
Offer her up. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Now, I mean, we'd love to talk about it with anybody who wants to. We'd love to share information with anybody who wants it. So, you know, and we're adding a sort of a button at the bottom of the page so that you can just grab those assets if you already are keen on how to sort of send it out. But if you want us to kind of hop on a Zoom or a Google chat or meet for coffee or an adult alcoholic beverage after hours, we're more than willing to
wink, sort of wink, wink.
I just
open for consultations at Music Fest.
Yes. Yes. I just appreciate all that you both have done with regard to the arts in our community here in the Lehigh Valley area, because, you know, at the end of the day, as we mentioned throughout the course of this podcast episode, art is about connection and inclusion, about education and development, mental and emotional health, the economic impact that art has, civic engagement as well, just inevitably bringing people together across boundaries, whether it's age, background, language, fostering dialogue and understanding and creating a shared sense of experience amongst each other. Art can turn strangers into neighbors, quite frankly. And I think it's fantastic work that you're not only have been doing, but that you're going to be continuing to do. And I'm certainly going to be keeping tabs on it. I know George is as well.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'm actually going to be sure to watch the video and the podcast we did with Marta at the Arts at Lafayette. I'm going to link it somewhere. Oh, yeah. We toured the location. It was so much fun. We're going to definitely be back. I mean, what are your guys' thoughts? I know we don't want to, you could probably talk for hours about this, but kind of the arts in the Lehigh Valley currently, like it seems like things are going in the right direction. There's, you know, how do you feel about that in the community?
Gosh, that's a huge question.
Sorry.
You've got 2 minutes.
And go. It's been interesting to, you know, in my work, I talk with a lot of arts organizations, particularly nonprofits, which as in the Lehigh Valley, there are like 230 registered arts and cultural nonprofits, ranging from like Arts Quest to the Crazy Quilters Guild, like just every shape and size and art form, and just like all the interesting things that they're doing have been, you know, just always really interesting to me. And I think since, you know, COVID scrambled up all of us and the way that we do things, it's been interesting to hear from all these organizations how they've kind of regained their footing and how they've had to, you know, figure out new ways of reaching people and new ways of engaging with people, some of which were really temporary during COVID and some of which kind of stuck. You know, I've never been to so many webinars in my life since 20, like, you know, that's just like a way people do things now, which is great in a lot of regards. You know, but I think it's been, for me, really interesting to see how organizations of different sizes have kind of figured things out moving forward, how to re-engage people in just like really innovative ways. And we hope that this survey will help them kind of continue to do that innovation with more data behind them, some kind of informed decision making going forward. But, you know, in general, I think the state of the arts in the Lehigh Valley is really strong. We have so much going on. You know, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton are unique areas in and of themselves, not to mention the outlying areas like Emmaus and Nazareth and all these other places that have their own really cool art scenes happening. And so I would like to see the Lehigh Valley just become more of a cultural destination. I think there's no reason why somebody couldn't take a few days in Lehigh Valley, just like when you go to Philadelphia or New York or Chicago to experience culture. Like, we've got all that going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think Meg's spot on. I think the other thing that I've noticed just from like the sort of being one of those organizations is that what COVID kind of did is it did sort of deplete some resources and made people scramble in ways that maybe they weren't expecting. But I think what happened is that collaborative energy of arts and culture, like, we've always been scrappy, you know, and I think that we kind of found ways to lean on each other. So some of the larger organizations, you know, sort of shared space or resources, and we've learned to sort of maybe be less siloed and sort of more collaborative. And I think that this survey sort of echoes that in a large way. So, you know, yep.
Yeah, and I echo Jeff, your sentiments on the importance of everything. And if nothing else, if you're listening to this, just take the survey, share it with your friends.
Yes.
And then you can say you did something. Like, that actually does help. The link is in the show notes, or just head to lbaca.org, and I'm sure you can find it from there. But we have the link in there. We're going to be sharing it out. And this was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the data on this a lot.
Yeah, us too.
We appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.